Friends, this morning is a very special day for these men, women, young people, children who are seated in these seven rows over here. For the last 6 months, they have been preparing for their baptism or being received into the church at Easter Vigil. However, today we're going to send them forth as the Parish Community of Immaculate Conception. We're going to send them forth for an evening service with the with Bishop Binzer, who will be here, and catechumens and candidates from all over the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, especially this north side. They're going to come here today, and we call this the rite of sending. They are going to be sent to the Archbishop with the book of the elect. After the homily, they will inscribe their names on the book of the elect. It's a very important day for them, and it's an important day for everybody in this community that has seen you Sunday after Sunday, going for dismissal and reflecting more deeply upon the Word of God. And here we are entering crunch time. It's like the last lap of a race. You know, you're going to make it there, and finally you will receive the fullness of God's grace at Easter Vigil. So what a beautiful day for all of you and for all of us. And I think on a day like this, please excuse me, the rest of the congregation, but I'm going to direct a lot of this reflection on the Word of God to them so that you can enter even more deeply into what's happening today. All of you were here. You were here at on Ash Wednesday. And we applied the ashes on your foreheads, and we began what we now call the season of Lent. 40 days set aside, because Jesus set aside 40 days in preparation for our work of redemption before he began his ministry. 40 days in the desert, fasting, praying. He was tempted, but he also felt God's presence. Today's scripture reading says the angels ministered to him. But he was tempted, and yet he kept his mind focused, keeping going forward, because he had you and me in his mind. And today, you are saying that I want to enter into the depths of what Christ did for us. We see that on the cross. We celebrate that in the Eucharist. We know what Christ did, but we want to enter into the depths of that. For some of you, that'll be baptism. For some of you, that'll be confirmation. For some of you, for the first time, you will hold the body of Christ in your hands, and you will say, God, you and I can now become one. Some of you will hold the cup in your hands, and you will drink that blood that was shed for us on the cross. That's the depth of what's awaiting us at Easter. But before we get there, it's 40 more days. 40 more days. And some of your children probably have given up cookies, and you probably, some of us have given us beer here, and some of us have stopped eating meat on Fridays. Or for people who want to take it a little further, deeper, they've decided to build their relationship with God a little bit more, spend more time in prayer. For other people, it's like, who can I forgive this Lent so my life in the community becomes better? For some of you, you've decided to become a better person. Those of you who read the newspapers yesterday, the staff together here, we are meeting every day for lunch to learn Spanish. That's what we decided to do for Lent this year, the whole staff, so we can be open to the community that's around us. So many of us are doing many things during these 40 days. If you heard today's readings, it provides us one more way to get deeper into this life of Christ. Now, the second reading, particularly from the letter of Peter, it's easy to gloss that over, but I think if we understand the second letter, the second reading, which is from the letter of Peter, I think it'll give us food for thought for this coming week. And I'm going to take three things to point out from that reading and see if you can follow what Peter is trying to say and his logic behind the mysteries that we're going to celebrate at Easter Vigil. So, Let me do this. This is for all of us. What I want to do is connect the beginning of Lent, which is now, these days, Ash Wednesday, and then today, the first Sunday of Lent. I want to connect the beginning of Lent to the end of Lent. 40 days keeps it apart. But Peter says to us, he says, Christ suffered for us once. Why? So that he might lead you to God. Christ suffered for us, the righteous for the unrighteous, so that he might lead us to God. In other words, Jesus went into the desert. He allowed himself to be tempted, and he overcame those temptations. And he endured opposition, betrayal, suffering, and death. Why? So that God becomes accessible to us. Christ becomes that mediator. The person who, because of what he did, the doors to God are open, wide. So in these 40 days, one of the best things to do is to unite ourselves very closely with Jesus in the desert. If you've given up things, don't do it because you want to give up things. Give up things because you want to identify with Jesus, who was in the desert, who alienated self-centeredness, selfishness, focus on his own self, and he began to think of other people. And when we unite ourselves with Christ, that's the key. When we unite ourselves with Christ, the door to God becomes wide open. And the door is the cross. Christ died so that through that door, we can reach God in a way that human beings never reached before. And if at the end of Lent, we can find that our relationship with God is better than at the beginning of Lent, then Lent was meaningful. Then it's more than just about giving candies and beer and all that stuff, right? This is deeper. At the end of Lent, we are better people than we were at the beginning of Lent because of our union with Christ and our access to God. First thing that I want to talk about. Secondly, to explain this, Peter takes us all the way back to Noah. In Noah's days, there was a flood. And in one sense, you might say, my goodness, what kind of a God is this that causes the flood and all of creation is destroyed? Only 8 people are saved. What kind of a God is this? This is so horrendous. But actually, that's not the point of the story. There's a totally different message being communicated in that story. The reason God brought about the flood was for cleansing. Sin in itself is destructive. Listen, if we are in serious sin, God doesn't have to do anything. We are destroying ourselves. So the point of the story is not that God destroyed the earth, but the effect of sin. And just like it was God who then saved Noah and the 8 people, only God can save us from our sin. We might think of the destruction during the flood, but there is also a new beginning in that flood, after the flood. Sin causes destruction, but God gives us an opportunity for new beginnings always. And Lent is that time. These 40 days are an opportunity for a new beginning for us. Just yesterday, a parishioner came to me and said, one of the things that I want to do for Lent this time is go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation every week. Every week. For some reason, she feels the need of this. I'm going to go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation every week because I want a new beginning. Well, that's precious. That's precious. So one of the questions you and I and all of us need to ask ourselves is there an area of our lives? Now, you've been preparing for 6 months now. And I'm sure God has opened many areas of your life where you need a new beginning. Same is true with me. Same is true with all of us, folks. None of us are above you. But still, there might be areas where God is pointing out to us and say, here is an opportunity for a new beginning. These 40 days, let's make that new beginning, wherever God is leading you to. And thirdly, Peter takes us one step further. Where while he connects our salvation with the flood, he connects our salvation with one more reality in our lives, which is our baptism. And many of you are preparing for that. On Easter Vigil, you'll be in a little tub over here, and I'll have the pleasure of pouring buckets of water on you. Right? We'll be baptizing some of you, and I can't wait to do that. It'll be, probably the experience will be as great as the floods at Noah's days. But we'll see. We'll wait for that. Okay. But baptism for Peter is like the great flood. Peter says in today's gospel, the flood is kind of a prototype of what happens at baptism. But in between there is the death and resurrection of Christ. So there's the flood, there's the death and resurrection of Christ, and there is our baptism. He says, when you're baptized, it's like the flood. Sin is destroyed and you become a new creation. Baptism is like Jesus dying and rising again. We die to our sin and we rise above the waters. So Peter makes the connection between our baptism all the way back to Noah. So do you understand what you're about to prepare for? It's not just a baptism. You're connected all the way through Jesus back to Noah. And those of us who are Catholic, who came to church this morning, when we entered the church, most probably we took the waters and the holy font and we blessed ourselves with the sign of the cross. Do we realize what we were doing? We took the water and blessed ourselves, reminding ourselves of the baptism. Our baptism, which connects us to the death and resurrection of Jesus, which connects us to the new covenant God made with Noah. One symbolic action, but look at the implication of that. So, today, this first Sunday of Lent, we are being invited once again to cleanse ourselves like God cleansed the world in Noah's time. It is our resolve to die to ourselves so that we might rise again at Easter as we take that holy water and put it upon ourselves. So isn't that a beautiful reading from Peter then? Such depth, such beauty, and how we live that in our Catholic faith, it is so meaningful, not only for you catechumens and candidates, but for all of us. So I invite you folks, as these people now come forward to make a commitment of their lives to God, I want each one of you sitting in your pews, please don't be spectators, but think of yourselves as being invited by God. And what they do spiritually, let us do in the silence of our hearts. Let us commit ourselves one more time. Let's be with Jesus in the desert. Let's allow God's cleansing to come over us. Let's pray that the death and resurrection of Christ and our baptism will all come together as we support these men and women and children and young people in their journey towards the church. The people of God said,